Pat Dowdy is executive director of the Roanoke Regional Partnership, which works with local governments to attract employers to the region. In recent years, the Regional Partnership also launched a campaign to highlight the area's outdoor amenities through the Roanoke Outside program. Beth Dowdy joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me in studio this morning. Beth, nice to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here on such a good-looking morning. Now, Beth, you were recently named again as a top 50 economic developer by Consultant Connect, which works to bridge the gap between economic developers and site consultants. I want to ask you, how much of a team effort is it to be recognized like that?
Well, everything that we do in economic development is a team effort, and it's a team effort not only within the Roanoke Regional Partnership and the great staff that we have, but it's also a team effort among the governments, the local governments that we represent. That's eight governments: Allegheny, Botetourt, Franklin, and Roanoke counties, Roanoke City, Salem, Vinton, City of Covington. I think that's all eight, and as well as working with the state government as well and the Virginia Economic Development Partnership. So it is absolutely a team effort.
I saw you at the ribbon cutting, Beth, for Ballast Point, their tap room. You know, what does it take to even get a Ballast Point or a Deschutes coming to Roanoke City or an Eldor manufacturing going in right across from Ballast Point? What does it get, Beth, as far as you see it, to even get those types of companies to even come take a look at the Roanoke Valley?
Well, it's a challenge when you're a smaller middle market region as we are, because the visibility is just not there compared to the major markets. So that's what our job is at the Roanoke Regional Partnership, to get that message out. And this is a people business. It's about making connections. So whether you're making connections with what we call gatekeepers, people like site consultants, or whether you're making connections with specific industries. And Ballast Point and Deschutes are a great case study in recognizing what your assets are as a region and then targeting those assets to the sector that can benefit the most from them. And with the breweries both, the story, really the door opener with both of those companies was about our water and sewer capacity. You know, what is beer if it isn't water? And the process of making beer has a lot of raw materials that then become effluent in the sewer wastewater system. So that was a great door opener. But we have great capacity. It's inexpensive. Yada yada on water and sewer, but it was kind of a door opener because it's such a cost savings to those companies. And then you're not going to make that case specifically about that, but then it gives you the opportunity to tell the greater story about the region and match other assets of the region. Deschutes, for example, our biking culture here was really a good fit with that company and their company culture, and so it gives you that opportunity.
You know, this and with the Deschutes people, you guys actually took them on bike rides. And mm-hmm. I remember when Governor McAuliffe came in to make the big announcement that I think they actually
gave him a bike. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, I'm talking with Beth Dowdy, the executive director of the Roanoke Regional Partnership. When people look at this region, do they consider the New River Valley part of this region? And what are the challenges of really marrying the two together? Is it the distance between? Is it topography? What, you know, do outside companies see a pool of talent that would come to the Roanoke Valley to work from the NRV, or do they sort of look at them separately?
That's part of the story that we can help a company understand. And the easiest way to do that is to identify the labor shed, which we're able to do, with our capabilities. And so when you do talk about the labor shed, it certainly isn't limited to the eight cities, counties, and town that the Roanoke Regional Partnership represent. You tell an area, and it's not just the New River Valley. It's also toward Lynchburg and up toward Lexington. So the labor market is the easiest example to give of how the region is even much larger than it's defined by a planning district or whatever.
I think you get spoiled here. You know, where we're from, it's not unusual for people to drive 40, 50 mm-hmm. miles, same thing in California, but it seems to me that you just don't have that commuting mentality sometimes here.
Well, but I think you just don't realize that because the commuting is so easy, The average commute time, according to the Census Bureau, depending on where you are in the region, is somewhere between 20 to 25 minutes. And when you look at that distance with a great road system that we have and you know, little traffic, it really does stretch pretty far. And there are numerous examples beyond just how the commute shed is designated of companies that'll tell you, we have people that come from West Virginia. We certainly have people that come from the New River Valley, and Bedford is a big commuting market for the Roanoke region. And so the truth is that the people do travel. They'll travel because 50 miles is 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it gets rural fairly quickly when you get outside of the metro. So the opportunities are not as great for employment, and they will travel for a good job.
Hmm. I have to ask you about Ballast Point again. And I don't know if you had been there while they were building that, but mm-hmm. when you walked in and you saw all those taps and the beautiful view, and this, it just seems like something I don't associate with the Roanoke Valley, the greater Roanoke area. What did you think, and what does that do for Botetourt County as far as being part of this region?
Well, that's a good question, and that's a long question to answer. I have to think about that because there's so many answers to that. Mm-hmm. The thing that struck me about it was I'm very familiar with that park, Greenfield, in Botetourt, and you know, I've always known that lake was there, but you really couldn't see it. But Ballast Point took great advantage of their location there. And I think this is true. Or someone told me that originally they were going to build the restaurant on the other end of the front of that building. And then once they realized the view shed they had on that far end, that's where they put the tap room and kitchen. And it adds a whole new dimension to the experience out there. For Botetourt County, I think it's a game changer in the fact that it expands kind of their community core. The Daleville Town Center has made a big difference in Botetourt County, and now we've extended it a little bit more. And, you know, creating community is about creating community gathering places and opportunities for people to interact. And that's exactly what Ballast Point does.
All right, it's 8:52. We are speaking this morning with Beth Dowdy, Executive Director of Roanoke Regional Partnership. Beth, how important will workforce training be in the future as far as attractive good jobs? No, Virginia Western has been recognized for its workforce trainings and programs like Mechatronics, even by Governor McAuliffe. But are all the workforce training components is in place, or is there more needed?
I always say talent is the currency of the 21st century, and you know, everything you read supports that. We can't take our eye off the ball when it comes to workforce training. The Mechatronics program at Virginia Western and programs at Dabney Lancaster Community College are excellent. I just had some people out last week to go through Virginia Western, and they, again, were blown away, particularly by the mechatronics program. But we can't be limited to that, and we have to look at other programs, expanding the capacity of the programs that we have to meet the challenges that are ahead that are ahead of us. You know, we've had all this job growth and new announcements of companies. We have to keep pace with that. But even if that didn't happen, we'd still have these challenges. And these challenges are not unique to our region. I do think we're doing a better job at meeting those challenges, but the job, we can't rest. The job isn't done.
Hmm. Talking with Beth Dowdy, I was just wondering, Beth, do you see the Virginia Tech Carilion campus becoming more of a job creator in the future, maybe spinoffs going first to places like the new ramp incubator on Jefferson?
The potential of the Virginia Tech Carilion Partnership, the creation of an innovation corridor, is, again, a game changer. I don't mean to overuse that word, but that is really a game changer for our region. Well, we've been very successful in attracting companies here. This is our opportunity to grow companies, high-tech companies, and really continue to diversify our business profile in the region, as well as the fact that the expansion of the Research Institute will bring in twice as many research teams And those are all highly educated and high-paying jobs. That is really, we are the most economically diverse economy in Virginia in this region. And I think that the innovation that's taking place at Riverside and downtown Roanoke now is only going to continue to expand and strengthen that diversity. And diversity in an economy is important because it makes you more resilient to the natural highs and lows that are going to come.
So you're not so affected by the railroad or
Correct.
Advance Auto or whatever. Just got a couple of minutes left. We're talking with Beth Dowdy from the Roanoke Regional Partnership. I want to ask you about regional cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of an overused word sometimes, but this is your second stint with the regional partnership after a time at the chamber. Has regional cooperation gotten better? And, for instance, the 106-acre parcel purchased by Roanoke City, Roanoke County, and Salem under the Western Virginia Regional Industrial Facility Authority, is that an example of that cooperation getting better?
Right. I have to say, I've been doing this for a long time. I never thought regional cooperation was as bad as everybody thought it was, but there was certainly room for it to continue to grow. And today, regionalism and regional cooperation is the strongest it's ever been. And a great tangible example is the Industrial Facility Authority's work in acquiring a property that we desperately need to continue to grow this economy.
We need that big site, big parcel.
Yes, we do. We need land. You know, what we love about this region, if you stop 10 people on the street and ask them what's so great about the Roanoke region, they're going to tell you the mountains, it's so beautiful, I love the outdoors. And that is a great asset, a very strong asset that we can monetize and turn into an economic sector, but it also limits the development capability of the region. So we have to – that's another thing. Just can't take our eye off the ball in remembering that we need to have room to grow.
Yeah. 15-second answer. You feel pretty good about where the valley is at this point?
I feel great about where the valley is. I think that I see a lot of activity continuing, and hopefully it's going to carry us through economic cycles as they present themselves moving forward.
All right. Beth Dowdy is Executive Director of the Roanoke Regional Partnership. And, Beth, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.